Hello, my sweetest friends. This is very, very exciting. We're in the second part of the shir on Birkas Hamazon. We had two kashas in the previous shir on Rashi that we wanted to be melaben to clarify in this shir and future shirim. Rashi says that a katan isn't a bar chiyuv at all. Then we have the kash of Tosfos. Then how does the Gemara say that he's motzi a gadol already kizayis? And that it says, Rashi says that a mechuyiv derabbanan is motzi mechuyiv deraisa. About Noshim, that if you would say the Gemara says they're chayovas midrabbanan and they couldn't be motzi men who are chayiv midaraisa, kasha and Rashi who says that a derabbanan could be motzi a daraisa. So Megayit Vayter, the Gemara in Chulin Kuf Gimel tells us about a machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. If chiyuve ma'acholos asurim tluyim behanas grono, or tzarech gam ken anas me'av, is the chiyuv of eating forbidden foods dependent on the pleasure one gets in one's mouth, or does one also need that it should go into his belly, nafkamina, if what is bein hachanichayim, what is connected to one's palate, that the garon is nene, in between the gums and the palate, but it doesn't get into his stomach, Rashi says, bein hachanichayim, is that mitstaref to a shear of a kizayis or not? If you need a nose gronos ginuk, it's enough, and if you need a nose mev, it's not enough. Also, nafkamina, if a person eats a chatzi kizayis, he vomits it, and then he's choyzer ve'oichel, another chatzi kizayis. The Rabbi Yochanan chayav b'shnei oifanim, shereinene groinoi b'kizayis, and according to Reish Lakish, he's pater shereilonenu meyav b'kizayis. If you're a Rabbi Yochanan yid, then you hold in both cases he's chayav because his garon was nene from a kizayis, even if he ate a half a kizayis and vomited another half, but sof it's a kizayis that went into his mouth. And according to Reish Lakish, who's a hanas meyav yid, so he holds that you're not going to be chayiv in both cases because it didn't go into your stomach. Now it's bein hachanichayim, and not when you ate a chatzi zayis and vomited and ate another chatzi zayis. Halacha k'Rabbi Yochanan, she'achiyuv tolui ba'anaz grono, so the Rambam in Ma'acholas Asuros Yedalid Gimel writes the Tshuvas Panim in Mi'iros in Chelek Bey Simen Chov Zayin, she'le'inyin chiyuv birkas hamazon d'oraisa hadin tolui ba'anaz meyov, even though we paskin that's tolui Ma'acholas Asuros ba'anaz grono, Panim Mi'iros says, but birkas hamazon is tolui ba'anaz meyov. Why? Because it says v'savato. And therefore, a person is not going to be mischayiv if he eats a little bit, vomits it, and eats more. Because where is the visavat? The person has to be satiated. So indeed, this is a svara pshuta, but the Panim Mi'iros is mechadesh that the chiyuv birchas hamazon is totally rak bisvia, and it's not totally klal behanos grono. The hefech may surei achila that are totally only in anos grono, and not anos meyav. Healed here, it's only totally anos meyav, and not anos grono at all. And afkamina, if a person eats me'at, little by little, tzubislich, more than the time it takes to eat half a loaf of bread, which is not considered achila l'chol dinei Torah, so it is an achila, it's yoyser mechde achilas pras, but if he's savei at the end, he's chayev birkas hamazon, because it's the svi alone that's mechayev, even without achila. The svi alone is mechayev, even without achila. So this isn't called achila, but he's still going to be chayev because dikra is hanas meyav. And also, if a person eats a dover mar, a bitter thing that is garon isn't nana mimena, and he's saveya, he is chayev bevirkas hamazon. Why is he chayev bevirkas hamazon if he ate a dover mar she ain't garon or nana mimena? Because he's saveya. He surveys chayv and birchas hamazon, and so is the Knesset Hagadola, brother the Magen Avram and Reish Yotziv Katan Aleph. Look, there he argues, Magen Avram. But we see another day like that. Also in the Prima Gadim, the beginning of Simon Reish Yotziv, brought the Mishnah Brura, who says that as far as achiyuv derabbanan and a kizayis, they have to kidei achilas pras. But chiyuv daraisa, when you're saveya, it's enough that you eat the serugin little by little, because that's called visavata. And the sharat siun, he's mefakpek bedover, that even though it has kidei svia, nevertheless, we also need Ve'ochalta, as the pasuk says, and little by little is not called proper achila. And like the Shaar HaTzion learns the Minchas Chinuch in Shin Yud Gimel and Tov Lamed, and the Imrei Bina on Ayur HaChaim Siman Tesvav, that we need achila in addition to the Sviya. However, even if we learn like the Svaras Achoron that we need a Maisa Achila with the Sviya in order to be Mischayev in Birchas HaMazon, as it says, Ve'achalta V'savata, we still can make the following Chakira. Are the Achila and Sviya two elements that are equally Mechayev? Or no, the Iker Mechayev is the Achila, whereas the Sviya is just a Tanai and a Shir in the Achila Mechayevis. Only Achila Kazos Sheyeshba Kashir Sviya is Mechayevis Bevracha Medairaisa. Or maybe Lidach Gisa, the Iker Mechayev Bevracha is the Sviya. Just that Sviya has to come al yedei la'achila la'afuge fiyed little by little or fiyed a davar mar, which isn't called an achila. So how do you look at it? Achila and Sviya are equal? The achila is the ikar and the Sviya is the tanai? Or the Sviya is the ikar and the achila is the tanai? So this is a good question to ask on a date. So al davar par niftach begedol and l'chazanish and arachayim simen chofches dalet ad hey writes to be mistapik begoy she'ochal v'nisgayer. He ate, and then he was Mizgayer, and he wasn't yet Saveya. And after he's Mizgayer, now he's Saveya. Is he Mechuyev Bevirchas HaMazon now that he's satisfied and he's a Jew? But he ate it when he was a guy. So maybe you can say that since now he's a Jew and he's Saveya, he's Chayev. Or you can say, no, the Achila, that's what the Svi is Mechayev. If the Achila is Mechayev, then he ate Al Tzgoy. So that's makes him potter. Chazanish brings the Rabbi Kiva Eger was ready. Omen on this gilui on a Shulchan Aruch Chaim and Kuf Pei Vav biyotze kaze baze. The Gabe Kotten, who ate, famous Rabbi Kiva Eger, he ate and then he became a gadol, and he still hasn't digested his food. And if he digests, when he digests his food, he's a gadol. Zimichayim berach samazin. And he adds that l'fi atzad shem ischayev l'varach medaraisik shehigdil, he's not going to be kompoter in the bracha he made b'katnuso, because he wasn't chayev then b'daraisa. This obviously requires great arichos to discuss that shayla. Rabbi Kiva Eger also brings kiyotze b'dover me'anishmas adam gam be'oinein sho'achal, and now he's no longer an oinein and he's still saveya. Does he have to bench u'l'choira? We can be told of this chakira on the nidon of the Shaar HaTzion and sof simen kuf pei dalet. Im shiur sviya talui b'chol adam ve'adam lufi ma shiur bein l'kula bein l'chumra. Do we say that shiur sviya depends on the mensch, whatever's masbiya him, as is the mashmos of the Sefer Achinuch in Parashas Ekev? Or maybe we go lufi anoshim d'alma, that if normal people are kovea suda on this shiur, it's called sviya, as is mashmi perish rabbis of Shorashi and brachas membeis. And it would appear, if Svi is only a Tanai and a Shiur in Achila Mechayeves, so it's Mestaber, they were going to go after the Shiur Kavua Shel Bnei Adam. Whatever it's called Svi for regular people, the Iker is the Achila. Svi is just a Tanai. So it could very well be that to fulfill this Tanai, we go after what people normally eat. But if the mechayev of the bracha is the sviya, so tachlis, this guy isn't saveya. There's more of a tzad to say. The other way, it could really go both ways. If it's a tanai and a shir, you could say it's going to be a shir kavua. You could also say it's totally in the mensch. But when you look at the other side is that what's Mechayev Bracha is Sviya. So it's Mechayev Bracha is Sviya, and this guy isn't Saveya, it's hard to say that he's going to be Chayev in a Bracha. And if you say that it's a Tanai, so maybe we have a Kavua way of fulfilling this Tanai. A Kavua way for all people. A set Shir, what people normally eat. Not Pashit. Neither way, obviously, is Mukhrich. The Radbaz brought in the Bir Halacha, discusses a person who ate Dvarim Acherim, and now he ate other foods, and now he took his eyes pass with Saveya, that he's Chayv Rechsamazon Min HaTorah. That even though there's no Achilas Pas Bishir Sviya, but Sof, the Pas made him Saveya. So it's like our case. You have Sviya Al Yidei Achila Blo Achila Mechayeves. So what would be the din? What would be the din? Do we go after the Sviya? He's Saveya. Or do we go after the Achila? He didn't do a proper Achila. But it's not Muchrich. We can also say that even if Sviya is Mechayeves and the Achila is just a Tanai, but it has to be a proper Achila, this Achila. And here the Achila wasn't a proper Achila. It wasn't Saveya from Pas. The Imrei Bina and the Chazon Ish, Chav Ches, were maskim that the Achila is what's Mechayiv. Sviya is just a Tanai and a Shir in the Achila. And therefore, if a person ate Biptur, Gershon is Gayer, Kot and Sheikdil is going to be Pater. Because the Achila is Mechayiv and he ate outside of the Pater. The Imrei Bina brought a Raya from the Ramon, Reishayin Aleph, Sivav, that if a person eats before Shabbos, and Shabbos comes in, he doesn't say Ritzei and Birchas HaMazon. Bigger is the Sviya, why should we go only after his Zman Achilaso? Sof, the Sviya now is Mechayev Bracha Bifnei Atzma. Why shouldn't he say Ritzei like now? Now he's Saveya. Just like if he would keep eating a Kezayis Mishatechshach, he would say Shabbos, like the Magen Avram said, he would say Ritzei. Now also. Because Dal Mehach is earlier Achilas. Now we had a Kazayas, see here also. Then he had Sviya, he has Sviya on Shabbos, so why shouldn't he say Ritzei? Chazanish brings a Zechel Adover from the din of somebody who eats and he forgets and he doesn't make the bracha and he has to go back and he leaves and then he has to go back to where he ate. Why does he have to go back? If it's just the Sviya's Machayev, he's Saveya here. So it must be it's the Achila. So we'll go with Rabbi Seinu, the Chazon Ish, and the Imrei Bina, that the Mechayiv is the of Birchas HaMazon D'oraisa is Achila, and Sviya is a Tanai in a Magdi of the Shir Achila Mechayiv. It's Adkan Hakdama Rishona. Now, we move on to be Mevar Geder Chiyuv Birkas HaMazon B'Kezayis Midrabanan. We find two types of Takanos and Gzeres Drabanan. There are Dinim that are Harchavas of Din Torah. They are extensions of Dinei Torah. Din Torah is a certain Shir. And then you have this Drabanan which extends it to other cases. And then, sometimes, you have a Takana Mechudesh, it's the Rabbanan. What's an example of that? An example would be the Rambam in Perek Aleph, Halacha Tesef HaChametz U'Matzah. The Rambam says, V'asurcham lecho chametz mitchila shah shishis kdei shalo yiga b'isur Torah. ומתחיל לשאול שישי שיהיה חומץ עושר באכילו בנויה כל שאול שישי סמדברי סופרים ושאר יום משווי עשו למעלה מן התורה שאול חמישי סיין אוכל בחומץ גזר משום יום אמון אנשם יידע בין חמישי לשישי ואין עושר בהנויה בשאול חמישי סולמטה שמותו לאכל חומץ ביום הרבה עשר עד סוף שאול רביעי ואין אוכל בשאול חמישי סבל ננים בו ואוכל בשאול שישי סמקין עושה מקס מרדוס. So the Rambam says מדרי סינליטי from the 7th hour. From the 6th, from the 5th already, you're not allowed to eat the Rabbanan. But in the 5th, there's a Heter Hana. So the Gris is Medaktik, that it's Mashma, that he says if you eat b'shah shishis you get makas mardis, but not shah chamishis. Why? So he explained that the gedder of iser chametz b'shishis is kahar chavas hadin doy raisa. What you eat in the sixth hour is an extension of the din d'oraisa, which is an iser chametz d'rabbanan, like the Rambam writes, "Metchila shah shishis yeh chametz aser ba'achila, uvehanoya kol shah shishis m'divrei sefer, v'sharayom shvius ulamalim in haTorah." In other words, he discussed the chefza. That very same chametz, which is aser the rest of the day, d'oraisa is aser in the sixth hour d'rabbanan. It's our chava. But the achila b'shah chamishis is a chalos din ala gavra. Ain't ochlim b'chametz loshin iser gavra. Mishum yom amun on a cloudy day. Not going to know the time. That's not together iser chametz derabanan. It's a din achaka mechudosh. It's a gzera mechudeshes. And therefore it doesn't include iser ana. And there's no makas mardus, like if it would be harchava of the Torah. And this chiluk is also mizbar medivrei Rambam bereishal chas Shabbos. B'chol makom shenayim rasho sedar v'zeh pater, harei zeh pater min hakoreis u min haskilu min hakorbon, aval osur lasis osur dover b'shabbos v'isura medivrei sofrim, v'hu harchoka min hamalocha. V'osu osu b'zodon magen osu makas mardus. Then anytime it says that if you do something, you're pater, this is a p'tur from kareis and from skila, and from a carbon. But you're still not allowed to do it on Shabbos. And it's midrabban, it's archaka. And if somebody does it b'meizid, they give him makas mardus. And if it says mutter, it's mutter lechatchila. And if it says ain't chayev klum apater miklum, ain't makan oso klau. So it's mashma, like the kesef mishnah already noted, that there's some things that are asid derabbanan. You're just not chayev anything for them. That's what he says at the end. Ain't ochayev klum or pater miklum, so you don't get punished, but it's still usser, and there are other things you do get punished for. So, the Safnas Paneach, the rugged shover, shows that there are two mine yisurim derabbanan amurim b'ilchos Shabbos. Sometimes there may ain malacha, v'gidram k'archava le'isur d'araisa of losasa kol malacha, and a person gets makas mardus. And there is mechudashim derabanan that aren't called a malach at all. And there a person is pater miklum. There he doesn't get anything. If it's an extension of the din d'oraisa, he gets punished. And if not, not. There's already mevor in the Rambam himself in Perek Chof Aleph that there's toichin derabanan, losh derabanan. These are extensions of the d'oraisa. And then there is Suri Darabana Mechudashim that have nothing to do with the Shem Malacha D'Oraisa. Other examples, for example, the Briskarov, the Griz in his Lakutim Shebesof Mesecha Sota, and Simon Nun Gimel brings the Rambam Bias Mikdash Gimel Tes, Tome Meso Tzvim Shidduch Sazis Nashim, Alfi Shenologe Maganoi Semagas Mardus. So Tamei Meis, or Tzvul Yom, somebody who was Tamei and he was Tovel and he's not Torah till the night, they went into the Yisnash and Meis HaMikdash, he doesn't get Malchus Darais, he gets Malchus Mardus, the Kesed Vishis Medaktik. What do you mean the Yisnash? He's not even going to the Chel, a Tamei Meis, which is before the Yisnash. So why Dafka, like we learned in the Mishnah in Kelim Aleph Ches, as Madua Kosev Arambam Rak Yisnash? So the Briska Rav was explained, Shiny iser knisa lechel shumayla be'alma. There's no shem shiluach chalos shem shiluach machanos. But as a snoshim, that the chachamim made kedin azara, as if there's the same iser daraisa of tamei meis mishtalech u'machane shchina is chal medrabanan in the ezus noshim. So only as a snoshim he gets makas maridus in adam lechel, which is an iser mechudish. Like the Griz writes, Legabe Chometz. Because you don't get Makas Mardus for a surim, Shegidram Karachova Lisur Torah. So now we can make the following Chakira, Begeder Chiyuv Birkas Hamazon. the Rabbanan ba'achilas kizayis? Is it a harchava l'chiyuv daraisa? Or is it a chiyuv mechudish? Or is it a new chiyuv? So maybe it's talui in the chakira we made earlier. If the gather of the din daraisa is that sviyaz mechayeves, so we can say that the chiyuv bracha de Rabbanan b'kizayis below sviyaz is a chiyuv mechudash. It's not a harchava the din daraisa because it's fundamentally different. Midaraisa you need sviyah, and here there's no sviyah. But lefima shechriu achazon ishvim rebina, that even midaraisa the mechayev of achila, the mechayev is achila. You just need sviyah kitnai ukishiur laachila mechayevet. The ikar is the achila. Sviyah is just a shiur, a tnai. So it's mistaber to say that the chomer are only marchiv the gvul of the chiyuv, because the ikar is the achila, the mechayiv is the achila, the svi is the tanai, but the mechayiv is the achila. So the rabbis expanded the achila, and they said not only achila kidei sviya, but even achila kidei kazai sukubeitza, because the ikar is the achila. So as long as there's an achila, you're chayiv. Midaraisa, a greser achila, bigger achila, midarabon and a kleiner achila, smaller achila. It's a klingt git in Yiddish. It rings better in Yiddish. Anyway, it emerges then that if a person eats a kizayis, he's chayiv b'nirabonon, but also get their din bracha daraisa. So that's the second hanacha. We had one hanacha, that the one assumption or presumption that the ikar is the achila. Now on that we say that the achilas kizayis is therefore going to be a harchava of the din d'oraisa, and now we can be mechadish yisod shlishi al shtei hanachot hakodmot. Bekdem hamuva b'sefer emek bracha of Pomeranchik in the name of Rabbeinu Chaim to explain shitas haramban shechiyuv tefilam d'oraisa is only b'shas sar, not every day. So how do we find birgas koyhanim d'oraisa? We have a drasha. Look at Sota Lamed Ches Amid Beis Yerushalmi Tainis Perek Dalet. She'ein ha-kohanim nosim kapeyim ela ba'avoida. The kohanim are only duchening in avoda. And if doraisa, we now let a chayiv to daven, so where's the avoda? There's no avoda doraisa if there's no benching. If there's no davening d'oraisa. So Rabbeinu Chaim said that even according to the Ramban, the chi of tefillah is not d'oraisa, but the kiyum is d'oraisa. And therefore, it's considered nisiyas kapayim b'shas avoda. It's considered duchening b'shas avoda, because there's a kiyum d'oraisa of tefillah, even though there's no chi of d'oraisa of tefillah. We see this bekitzer b'divrei Rab Chaim al Rambam reish hilchos tefila. Shafilu acholkim al Rambam haynu rak b'chiyuv al kiyum v'inyana l'kuli almin b'divrei Torah. Beautiful. The Achronim explains similarly in Rashi in Sota Lamed Gimel Amid Aleph. And that it says in the Gemara, Kol HaTorah Kula B'Loshan HaKodesh Namra. And therefore the rabbis had a darshan that even though the Torah is B'Loshan HaKodesh, but you're allowed to say Shema B'Chol Loshan HaShomea. So Rashi says, what's Pshat Kol HaTorah Kula B'Loshan HaKodesh Namra? Likros B'Veis HaKnes is to read in Shul. The Rishonim ask, I don't understand, reading Torah in Shul, is it Takana? It's not Doraisa? Some say it's talking about Parshas Zohar or other Kriyas. But a number of Rachonim say, Be'er Sheva there, Rome Sada Megillah Yud Zayin, Al Pipshutim Shaldivrei Rashi, we're talking about Kol Kriya Satorah. So you're right, Kriya B'Torah is not Midoraisa, but the Kiyum is Doraisa. The Chi of Kriya Satorah is not Doraisa, but the Kiyum is. And this Kriya is Miskayemes only, B'Loshan HaKodesh. So we have then Mitzvahs and Maisim that even though they're not a Chi of Doraisa, they're only Chi of Dorabanan, but when you do them, there's a Kiyum Din Doraisa. And now, sweet friends, based on what we said, we can answer the Kasha of Rabbi Akiva Eiger. What did Rabbi Akiva Eiger ask? That according to Rashi, Adurabanik Mimotzi Daraisa, I, women, can't. We see in the Gemara that if a woman would be Durabana, she couldn't be Motzi a man. So the reason that somebody who's not Mechuyiv B'davar can't be Motzi, somebody who is Mechuyiv B'davar, the Chazon Ish explains in Aruch Chaim Siman Yutes, L'fi she'ein chalut shem ha'maisa b'mi she'ein ha'mechuyiv. There's no chalois shem maisa if somebody isn't Mechuyiv B'davar. If somebody's not Mechuyiv, you can't say it's a shem maisa. Like Tkiya Shofar. If somebody's not Mechuyiv, so it's a Tziftzuf Ba'alma. Doesn't have a shame Tkiya Shofar. Not considered a Maisa Mitzvah. Now the sheet of Rashi is that even if somebody's Mechuyiv Darabana, they can be Motzi Mechuyiv Daraisa, we have to say that he holds that there's a shame Maisa, even Daraisa. And the reason would be based on what we explain, that the Geder HaTakana Levarech B'Kezayis is a Harchav of Din Torah. Because the Iker of Mechayev the Brach is a Maisa Achila. Midaraisa is a Shear of the Chiyuv. Achila Shish Basviya. And the Rabbi said, oh, so you're also Mechayev, they're also Yosef Chayev in a Shear Cotton. And since that's the case, we can say that even somebody who ate below Sviya and he benched, there's a Shem Birkas HaMazon even Daraisa, even though he's not Chayev B'Bracha. Since the chetz of the bracha and the achilu is doraisa, so there's a shear for the chiyuv, there's a shear for the kiyum, but at least here there's a kiyum. So somebody who eats a kezayis and makes a bracha, his bracha is considered uberachta midoraisa. Kishitas Rashi Gufa, that by Kriya Satorah, there's a kiyum doraisa when you read in a shul, even though it's not a chiyuv. But if even Durabana there's no chiyuv, then there's no chalos shein brach at all. Since levatol, it's not it's brach shein atzricha. But if somebody's mechuyuv Durabanan, there's a shein brach on the achilo, even midoraisa. But that's only said l'nin shir kezayis. But birkas hamazon benoshim to the anitzad that it's only Durabanan, since the chevtz of the brach isn't shayach to women. Eretz Yisrael, Bris Torah, the benching isn't shaykh to women like we said in the previous year. Even when they make a bracha, there's no chevtz of bracha deraisa. Because this hodah is not shaykh to them. Because they're not in Cholas Aretz Bris and Torah. And therefore, they cannot be motzi somebody who is Mechuyev Midaraisa. So even on the tzad that they would be Chayavas Darabanan, that wouldn't be an extension of the Daraisa. That'd be something completely new. So therefore they couldn't be Motzi Daraisa. That's why the Gemara says that if women would be Chayav Darabanan, women only Chayav Darabanan in benching, they can't be Motzi Daraisa. For Rakba Achilas Kezayis V'Chadoyme, Rashi learns Shamachuyiv midrabanan motzi adoraisa. Why? Because it's a shame bracha doraisa on his bracha. Because the kiyum here, since the kiyum you have a shame bracha. So there is a shame bracha de'oraisa on his bracha, can't say it's not a bracha at all d'oraisa, because what's mechayev d'oraisa is achila. And he ate. He just didn't eat the requisite shear. The big chiddush here is, which obviously one can argue with, there are a number of points here that could be disputed. But one of them is that it could be that if the person didn't eat the shear, then it's not even called, if he didn't meet the tenai of a shear of achila, then it's not called a bracha d'oraisa at all. But the chiddush here is no. That since the ikar is the achila, like some achronim learn, and he did an achila, and the svi is just a tenai, so therefore there is on his achila, there's a shame, birkas hamazon d'oraisa. And that's enough to be motzi a man who ate a shear. Motzi somebody who's chayv in mitzvahs. So we still have to be mechalik that this biur and Rashi, the shame birkas hamazon d'oraisa without a chiyuv, is not mamish the same as the gather of Rabbeinu Chaim, but in tefillah l'shitas Haramban, for two reasons. First of all, the Rabbeinu Chaim, the way he's brought in the Emek Bracha, learned that tefillah is a kiyum mitzvah d'oraisa. Mashenkein, according to Rashi, is there a kiyum mitzvah d'oraisa when he benches on a kezayis? Hard to say. What we're saying is that there is a shame birkas hamazon, but not a kiyum mitzvah d'oraisa. And what the Grach spoke about tefillah, that how can birkas kohanim be d'oraisa? We don't have to say there's a mitzvah tefillah d'oraisa. All we have to say is that there's a heftz of tefillah d'oraisa. And that's enough to make birkas kohanim d'oraisa, because it's in the heftz of tefillah d'oraisa. And then in tefillah, we can say that even if there's no chiyuv d'rabbanan, like a tefillah's nedava, there's still a kiyum d'oraisa. Ma she'ein kein bebirkas hamazon, b'lo chiyuv d'rabbanan, it's not shayach to have a heftz of a bracha. So, bottom line is, Rabbi Akiva Eiger asked the kasha, how Rashi could say that a mechuyev d'rabbanan is motzi mechuyev d'oraisa. We see by women it's not true that the Gemara says on the tzad d'rechayev is d'rabbanan, they're not motzi d'oraisa. And the answer is, based on our akdamas, that if somebody ate a kezayis, there is a shame birkas hamazon mid'oraisa chalo shem birkas hamazon on his bracha, and memeli he could be motzi somebody who's chayev d'oraisa even though he's not chayev d'oraisa, because there is a chalo shem birkas hamazon dugmas, the fact that there is a kiyum tefillah d'oraisa, even though there's no chiyuv tefillah mi d'oraisa. So that is one. We answer one kasha, and we still have to be miyashiv the kasha of Tosfos. If a katan isn't a chiyuv at all, how does the Gemara say that he's motzi a gadol who ate a kezayis? So that, sweet friends, is unzer arbit for the next shir b'li neder. And I'm hoping B'ritzos Hashem Darkeinu we should be able to continue. And Shizoch Lumo Dulam Lishmor Velas Lekaim is called Divrei Sama Teresa B'Ahava. Amen V'Amen. Hadvarmi Yinu Flaim Baruch Hashem. Shalom Shalom Svidus and most beloved friends.